Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Labs Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. Should this net not start at 9 o'clock and after a few minutes, a couple, two, 3 minutes, if you if nobody picks it up and you want to pick it up, feel free to do so. If you'd like to pick up a regular net once or twice a week, please get a hold of a club member and we can set that up. This is an informal net and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
That's it. W2, is that our thing? Good evening.
W2, is that our thing? You on your way to work? Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff. That's affirmative. Mobile and on the way to work. Looking forward to another boring evening on fire control, although I understand they have some classes to catch up on, so maybe I'll get to do that this evening. Other than that, not much. It's pretty warm for how it's been lately. I got 44 degrees here in Central Madison County, and a little bit of rain, but nothing we can handle, and at least it's not turning into ice quite yet. Hope everybody has a wonderful evening, and a great day tomorrow. 73W2 is on ice, and we'll be listening.
Okay, Andy. Yeah, they're saying it might start out a little bit of snow later, but it's all supposed to be rain eventually at some point. So looks like winter's still a ways off, but I guess it's supposed to cool down here this weekend, so we'll see. All right, well, thanks for checking in. Drive safe and have a good night there at work tonight, and we'll catch up with you later. Are there any other portable stations looking to check in? Okay, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2-7Z.
KA2-VLA.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with KA2-7Z. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Andy. Although the Rochester repeater covered me up, I did hear Clint come in there too. So good evening to everybody. Pleasant day today. We didn't have, it was cloudy all day, but, well, a little sunshine, but mostly clouds. But no rain, no snow. And we did get up to about 48 degrees. And right now we're 43. So, overall, not a bad day weather-wise. You know, we don't know what's coming yet. And I haven't looked out. I heard Andy mention rain, so maybe it's raining for all I know. I'll have to look outside and see. 7-3 is all around. KA2-7Z.
Yeah, okay, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in. You're coming in here loud and clear, so hopefully that Rochester repeater won't dump on you too much. But, okay. Well, we'll catch up with you later, and you have a good evening. KA2-VLA, Clint, what's going on tonight?
KD2-AIT, good evening, Jim. This is KA2-VLA. Well, I had a doctor's appointment mid-afternoon, 1:45. So that sort of tied up the afternoon. I had a phone call from Tom. He's called from down toward Utica on his way up to camp. He's in for the weekend. Tom and some of them, I didn't talk with him, but he got a message. So that's about all the news. Mark's been up there 2 or 3 times, looking over, but he's not having any luck seeing any deer. He gets back to his house, and he had 5 of them front lawn. So I wonder where the best hunting is. I guess that's all the news for say 73. Have a good weekend.
Okay, Clint. Yeah, I got a note here from Tom. He sent me a message there. I guess him and Bob and Bill are up there for the weekend. Yeah, I'll be heading up tomorrow afternoon and staying up for the weekend myself. I won't be able to do the net on Friday. In fact, I probably won't even be at camp Friday. I'll probably be down at their camp about 9 o'clock. So I won't be back in time to do the net. Probably the same goes for Saturday, but I guess Paul's got his equipment all in order, so we should be able to pick that up on Saturday without a problem. But all right. Well, thanks for checking in, Clint, and you have a good weekend, and maybe we should all go over to Mark sometime and do some hunting. All right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, not a very crazy day. I had a couple appointments this morning, then had some work this afternoon. I got some work to do tonight and some work to do in the morning, then I'm trying to get off for some time here on the weekend and go up there and have the deer make a fool of me again for this weekend. But not much else to report than that. All right, this is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service. Then, any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service. Then, return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Andy, Jack, and Clint for checking in tonight. Say 73 so is listening in. This is KD2 AIT. Clear.
Repeater in use, N2KKL. This is N2KKL for Octana. Are there any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic?
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, no traffic.
KD2AIT, got you, Jeff. Thank you. Any others?
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-Ray. Good evening. No traffic.
November 2, Whiskey X-Ray?
Whiskey Bravo X-Ray.
Okay. Dennis, then. Thanks. Any others? This is the final call for Octane. Any others? Alrighty. Have a good evening, gentlemen. Thanks a lot for signing in. This is N2KKL returning this repeater to other amateur uses. And I am QSY back to 17.